Blog Talk Radio.
Caution. The tea is hot. Blow it off first, okay? Dishing tea with Big Meech.
Hello, hello, hello. It's another glorious day, my tea sippers, and you know what time it is. I hope you have all of your comforts together because it's time to dish the tea. And you're dishing darlings. With Big Meech.
Thank you.
on. We are here. Hello, 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 out there in Blog Talk Radio land, here in the glorious United States and all across the globe. Hello to my friends in Germany and Italy and the Caribbean islands, and to all of you within the sound of my voice. And it's another glorious Wednesday, my T-Sippers, and you know what time it is. So I know that you have all of your cuppers together, darling, because it's time to dish tea. Are you dishing the tea, darlings? Ha-ha! With Big Meats Babies. Oh, we have a lot going on. This is our first show of season 5. Technically, yesterday, which was July 1st, we turned 5 years old. So I am celebrating the milestone here. So thank you to all of you, for without you, there is no me, okay? And I want to graciously and humbly say that I am indebted to you, and I am honored that you've stayed with me over the years, even when I had my ups and downs with my health and carrying on. You were still here, and here we are starting off year number 5, and I'm very grateful and I'm very thankful, and I'm overjoyed, and it's kind of like an unspeakable thing right now. It's unspeakable joy and care and elation and admiration and all of those Asians. Okay. Also, you guys know 23 days from today, my show, my baby, No Time for the Pain, is opening in Detroit. I'm starting to get a little emotional about it. Because actually what's taken me, I wrote the show over 20 years ago, and it's taken me this long to get up the courage to get it up and running. So we are finally 23 days and counting until the opening and the world premiere debut of No Time for the Pain. So tickets are on sale now. All seats are $20. For more information, please call 5 More Artists. You could talk directly to Peter Jackson at 248-688-5178. That's 248-688-5178. If you want to charge tickets or using your credit card, debit card, or whatever, dial that number, and Peter can take care of all of that for you. If you're there in Detroit and out and about, there are going to be tickets down at 1515 Broadway, the theater house where we're going to be housed. And there are going to be other ticket outlets. So go to my website, dishingtea.com, and you'll find out more information about that. If you still want to come in as a donor, we still accept the donations at Care Known, honey, because we got to get this thing up and running. I got to pay these folks, and I got to get there. And okay. But I graciously thank you. So do note that the show is a part of the Hotter Than July celebration. So that's Detroit's Black Gay Pride. We are an official event for Black Gay Pride. So if you're going to be in Detroit, I implore you to come out and check out the show. No Time for the Pain. Family ties are shattered and destroyed when fraternal twins Danielle and Eric confront one another on the issues of betrayal, infidelity, and HIV. Ha! Okay? Now, having said all that, y'all know usually I go into a whole big to-do right about here just to get my opening comments and stuff out of the way. However, because we're pressed for time, my guests today are coming in, and what a fabulous way to kick off the new season, because my darlings, my guests, I'm calling them a powerhouse couple because though we've seen it, we haven't seen it in this regard. Coming to approach theater, it's particularly in New York. We're doing off Broadway, and we have Broadway actors who have come together, actors and costumers and producers and carrying on, who have come together to create something that I believe needed to be created as a staple, particularly for LGBT culture, community history, herstory, and carrying on. My guests are embarking on a project that
I think, number one, revolutionize theater, but at the same time, it also is going to say what can happen when we have LGBT partners, real-life partners who come together to make this thing work. Okay? We are pleased to say that, wait a minute, I have something written down. I'm trying to be cute with it, so let me just read what I have here because I just tore all it up. I need to go have my eyes checked. Actually, I can't have feet. Okay, that's just a side note. I'm sorry. Welcome to the first show of our fifth season. And to kick off our fifth year of broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio Network, we are bringing to you a dynamic force to be reckoned with the theater community, who has created a masterpiece that chronicles the incredible life of the ultimate queen of disco, also known as the gay Aretha Franklin, the one, the only, the fabulous Sylvester. Okay, I'm sorry, deep swallow. Mighty Real, a fabulous Sylvester musical, will be making its debut September 5th through October 5th, and is being brought to the stage by the creative partnership of Anthony Wayne and Kendrell Bowman. This real-life powerhouse couple will be dishing tea about this creation, how it came into fruition, and the relevance of its theatrical genre of musicals, and how this production will impact the LGBT community and the populace as a whole. So I know you have plenty of crumpets together, my darling. So having said all that, let's get right into this so that I don't take up a lot of their time. We're introducing to some and presenting to others. This is Mr. Kendrell Bowman and Mr. Anthony Wayne. Hello there, fellas. Hi, what's going on? What's
going on? Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, hey, hey. Well, hey, my darling.
Well, we all are talking at the same time. We doing all right. How are you?
Oh, honey, everything is everything. I am everything. All is me. Everything is moving and grooving. And, yes, this is a work field day. So if I sound a little winded, it's because I'm sitting up here. I'm taking off hats, putting on hats. Even my wigs are carrying on. I got to sit up here and make sure I got lace fronts and carrying on because I'm bald, so I got to make sure they don't, you know, this or the other. So now let's get right into this because, my darlings, what I want folks to understand or to come away with is, you know, I want them to get involved into the music, okay? And the opening song that I played, Loving Is Really My Game, Sylvester's version of that, you know, speaks to the life of who he was. Sylvester was all about love and energy and wanted everything to be fabulous and grand. At least that was my take on him. So let's get started with why you wanted this project to come into fruition. I know, Anthony, you wrote the book, and Kendrell, you being the producer and carrying on, bringing it to life, you know, with a costume and making it happen. Why is this an important piece?
Well, this is Anthony. First of all, thank you for having us on your show. You know, it means a lot for us to be able to, you know, tell our story from our perspective, you know. But this show was created to inspire people to be better people, to let people know that you can do anything that you want to do regardless of whatever situation you're going through. And we were inspired by a TV show that was about his life story. And from there on, we decided to create something that was going to, you know, be a platform for people to really be inspired by. And so that's how So then eventually we just started putting our minds together and started putting a show together, and then we did a one night performance here in New York City, and from there on we just kind of grew from there.
Okay. So now in putting this together, why did you guys choose Sylvester versus doing an original production of something that was an LGBT inspired story, and instead of that, you chose to create this around Sylvester? Why is that important?
Well, because Sylvester was a trailblazer. Sylvester was one of the ones during that time period that people listened to, that people got their life with, that people enjoyed, that people were like I said, inspired by. And so his story of coming up from, you know, from the bowels of Watts, you know, L.A., to going through all the situations that he had gone through, you know, let me know and let Kendra know and let and for us to let everybody else know that you can achieve great things, you know, and especially us, Kendra and I, being two young black males who are a couple, you know, it's like we hear no all the time. We hear no, and we know Sylvester heard no. And so seeing and hearing about the way that he was inspired to do what he wanted to do and be great and grand regardless of his insecurities and also because of his, you know, because of anything that he has come up against, it was like, wow, this story needs to be told. And so we're happy to be able to do it.
Okay. So now let me go here. And Kendra, you could come in at any point with this one. Because as a couple, dealing with the story of Sylvester, one of Sylvester's challenges, the obvious one, of course, is the fact that, you know, he was living his life as an androgynous man. He's a part of the transgender community, but he basically lived his life very androgynously, you know, and more so everybody thought he was a woman. So coming into the whole drag of this, you know, how did you identify with it personally? And then how do you separate from the show and this, that, and the other? Because now you're putting on hair, makeup, and whatever, you know, to create this character. So what is that for you?
Well, for me, it's kind of, I joke about it sometimes, you know, it's just to get on Anthony's nerves. I'm like, okay, I did a drag queen now, you know?
Right.
But it's, for me, we don't do this. It's going to probably be a little bit different when we start our run. We're doing the show every day, you know what I mean? Before we were on tour with the show, we did a show, spot dates here and there. But for me, we wear so many different hats, as you know, doing your production coming up. You know, you're doing so many things, my mind can't really be focused on that because the artistry, meaning the performance side, is the last part. That's the icing on the cake. It's so many other factors that have to be done before we even get to the stage. So I don't really think about that. Before, you know, that's not the main thing on my mind, you know, but for the public, that's the main thing on their mind because they're coming to see a show.
Exactly.
I have other things to worry about. I have to worry about investors. I'm worrying about the costumes. I'm worrying about, you know, the marketing, the PR, you know, different doing these interviews. There's so many other things that are bigger than the minute things. Oh, my boyfriend has on lipstick and makeup. Okay, that's the biggest problem I have to worry about, that I should be happy. You know what I mean? So it doesn't bother me. But it's been seriously, you know, but it's been a great run, and you know, if anyone has anything to say negatively, but you know, it doesn't bother me because if we're comfortable in our skin and within ourselves, you know, and the people, that it's just art, an art form. At the end of the day, that's telling someone's story that paved the way for me and you and others to be able to do what we want to do today.
Wow. Now that says everything. Okay, I got 99 problems, honey, and my boyfriend and lipstick ain't one of them. Okay,
right.
Now, bitches get it. Okay.
Right. I wish that was my problem.
Okay, exactly. Now let's go here because in putting this together, one of the things that fascinates me, and we hear about this all the time about having a family business. You know, we know about the Jackson Empire and everybody with brothers and sisters and carrying on. We know about the husband and wife team of Ashford and Simpson. We know about the husband and wife team of Kindred Music Soul, the Family Soul, rather. When you hear about the family dynamic coming into entertainment, do you find that you guys are under a lot more scrutiny because you are a black gay couple on top of it, you know, coming into this and approaching theater and doing what a lot of the normal people think is the impossible?
Correct. Yeah, you know, when me and Anthony go for this control, when Anthony and I, in the beginning of the show, because the show's been in the making for the past probably almost 3 years, okay, and when we meet people, there's a lot of, they don't believe it. Anthony and I are young African-American men. So when people meet us at first and we say that we're producing a show, it's kind of unheard of. There's only a couple of producers that are on Broadway in New York that are African-American. So when they look at a stylist and they look at an actor, what do y'all know about producing? Or where do you get money from producing? So it's a kind
Ooh,
of
there we go.
Stigma.
That's the big one right there.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a stigma at first. But have you know, you know, Anthony and I, when we got our theater for Mighty Real, that episode of the musical, that's on September, We paid for that whole theater up front in January already, this January. So we have to do a lot of things extra and beyond to show people that we're serious and this is not a game, you know, for off-Broadway show when we're doing these interviews on, like, NBC and doing ABC. We always have to do more and more to show people that it's not a game anymore. But, yes, but with our dynamic together, we have to even be even harder. That's the professional side of it, but even personally, you know, we're not like old couple. You know, we have fun. We're young. We go out and whatnot. You might see me at brunch, Big Meats, next Sunday, you know, drinking unlimited margaritas, you know? But. Right. And when you get into this limelight sometimes, people think, oh, that y'all are a couple, that you don't have no individuality, and it's just about y'all a couple, y'all only produce shows, and that's it. But, you know, people have to understand we love each other and we love doing this together, but outside of Sylvester, outside of Anthony, we in each other, we have a life.
I'm gonna put a pin right there because see, I'm gonna come back to that in a minute because I don't want to go there just yet. Let me stay focused on the show because ooh, that's real right there. That's so real. And ooh,
that's what I'm saying.
Okay, let me go
hit
first.
We just love doing what we love to do, you know. But we're real people at the end of the day. Just love to do what we want to do and tell the story of Sylvester in a professional in a way that's not a gimmick. But at the end of the day, we're people.
Dig that. Okay, then let's go into the casting and the actual storyline of this because, I said we're going to take and chronicle the life of Sylvester. And I want to go here to casting because, and I'm playing devil's advocate here because looking at the clip, I want to play part of the clips, but I am having problems with my sound over here. Blog Talk, we got to talk, Sugar. Anyway, going over here and casting, and I see the pictures. I see that Anthony, you was able to perform some of this in front of Martha and Melbourne, Carrie, Melbourne Moore, for those who I'm talking about. Other people, and you know, I'm trusting that they gave you their blessing on this. But looking at the cast, because we knew that Sylvester had the two tons of fun, you know, the girls that you have with you are not necessarily big girls. They're thick, but they're not necessarily big girls. Have you guys been coming up against criticism about that in some of the promos about that? Why you didn't get no big girls to play Bobby? Y'all know that big girls to be. Are y'all coming up against that kind of thing? Or what was that? Did the girls come out to audition and these were just the best that you had? How was that for you in that particular dynamic?
No, well, I mean, we've been with these girls from the beginning. I mean, basically, as we started to create the show, we were talking about it back and forth and working in our head. And so then I was leaving from Anything Goes to go into Priscilla, Queen of the Desert on Broadway. And Kendrell came with me, and we were sitting in the audience. And the beginning of the show starts with It's Raining Men. And when It's Raining Men starts, they literally come down from the ceiling. And it's three girls, three divas, and they're singing It's Raining Men. And I looked at Kendra and I was like, those are the girls. Because even though people are talking about their style, their voice and their talent is so much bigger and so much greater. So it's just incredible for us to be able to bring that story with these girls who bring forth the essence of Martha and Azor. It's crazy, you know?
Well,
and so that's what we've been saying.
We're kind of used to it, though. You know, it's funny. That's what people would say, just by image. You know, even Anthony's not a big, like, Sylvester either. But I tell you what, whenever people come to our show, anyone who has, you know, be very skeptical about it, they all walk away crying, laughing, and say, y'all did fabulous. They keep coming back. So, you know, it's good to have that because if everything was perfect from the outside, and then it wouldn't be, you know, something to talk about.
One of the things too is that, you know, these girls have soul. These girls have so much soul. It's crazy, you know. And so I mean, they're not just Broadway girls that sing, you know, regular music. It's like from the heart and from the gut. And you get all that.
You better give me Sylvester, because Sylvester said that on that last CD, how if you can't hear that these girls can sing, how your ear is in your foot.
That's right.
Okay.
But these women can sing.
Because these women can sing. Yeah, they don't need these
right.
They don't need these juries. These
What's
girls
the real
can
talk
sing.
Mm-hmm. So real talk about the girls. You know, these girls are so talented and gifted. Jacqueline Biarno and Anastasia McCleskey, who plays two tons of fun in our show. We were supposed to do our show over the summer, okay? But the girls are so great, we pushed back our show to do it September. There's no way that we could replace these girls. These girls have been with us from in the beginning since we've been on tour, and their energy and dynamic together, trust me, it's like something that you couldn't – I would wait until next year to do the show if we had to. You know what I mean? Just for these girls. They're that great.
Well, you know, I'm going to say this. And, see, I am a music buff. Everybody who knows me knows that music is my life. I mean, music is everything for me. And listening to just the sound and listening to sound bites that I've heard and watching the video that's the making of it and carrying on, honey, let me say this because, damn it, I'm here in Atlanta, okay? And some way, shape, style, or form, my goal is to come and see it on October 5th because that was my brother's birthday. My brother passed last year, and y'all are closing on his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
I would love to be there to see
you have to be
closing
there.
Night, you know, so that I can take this in. Now, let me, this is going to take me here. Mr. Wayne.
Yeah.
Now, I have just witnessed you and going over your dossier of your accomplishments and carrying on. One of my favorite roles, I'm not a dancer, but shit, if I was, I wouldn't have played this too. And that's Richie in Chorus Line.
Okay, yeah.
Now, I just finished watching this clip that's up on YouTube, honey. Give me the ball. Okay. You and your vocals. Number one, I did not realize that when I saw this, I said, oh, no, he is a dancer. You know, because when I said, Richie, that's a black boy. Oh, no, you do that leap again. Because, you know, Greg Burns is just in my head because he just does that for me in the musical, in the movie.
Right, right.
And so, understanding that, and then one of my sons, honey, played that role too when he was touring. Brent Vance, dancer. He did that. And when my question to you, because I'm getting sidetracked, I'm stuttering. My question to you is your vocal range and you being able to do all these vocal affectations and carry it on. What is it that draws you into that? Because, see, when I heard you singing, see, I'm hearing you, I'm thinking Victor Cook, I done heard Billy Porter, you know, as far as inspirations for you, you know, and of course, you know, of course, Mama Patty, you know, I hear Mama in you, you know,
yes.
and those girls, you know, what is that for you, and how do you maintain that particular level of singing? Well, now you've been going to do this for 8 shows now.
Right, right. We were talking about that not too long ago. Basically, as we started to develop the show, started to do it, it just kind of came. And it was already there, I think, even from the beginning we were talking about, you know, as I started listening to the songs and music, and we were doing a lot of research and background work. But as I started listening to albums, I found myself just singing like him, and it really was nothing, just came out. And it wasn't like, oh, I have to work hard to do it, or this is going to take a lot of work, even though I do know it's going to take a lot of work to maintain it and keep it up. But what motivates me and drives me is, I guess, because of the dance background. Like, I'm able to sustain vocally, you know, all of the support that I need in order to keep making it happen. And I think it also comes from the passion. Because, like, Kendra and I, we both are passionate about making this happen. Even when we talk to Cheryl Lee Ralph on the phone, you know, it's very obvious that her passion comes through and our passions come together, and that's why we decided to coincide with her to make this happen. But it's like it just comes out of me. It comes from my heart. It comes from my soul. And I want these people to know who he is. Because, like I told somebody the other day, I said, I'm not Sylvester. I will never be Sylvester. There's only one.
Right.
Baby.
Okay.
There was only one
baby.
Yeah, but I can bring forth the essence of who he was, and also remind people that they can live their life to the fullest just like him. And so the way it's written out, the way it's created with the lights and the sets and the costumes and everything, and the way we're bringing it together,
mm-hmm.
you get all of that. And you get all that through me. You get all that through the girls. You get all that through what we're bringing to you. And so that's why we keep telling people to come to the show. Buy your tickets now because it's going to sell out come September.
Right. Now let me go here because, see, I'm going through this now. Okay,
mm-hmm.
with ticket sales and carrying on. And let me just say this to my people, you know, my people.
Mm-hmm.
My people. Okay, and I'm talking black folks. Okay,
mm-hmm.
now, the New York culture is a little different because you're in a culture where theater is very active. That's what New York is known for, darling. They're known for Broadway lights, party
mm-hmm.
life and this, that, and the other, because it's the city that never sleeps. But now, speaking of it from a business end, and Kendrell, I need to hear you with this one. And the reason why I say that, because I know just on that last little piece about understanding the, you know, what it takes, all of this, that, and the other. When it comes down to needing these ticket sales and wanting to get advanced ticket sales and carry it on, how do you keep yourself from becoming frustrated things doesn't seem to be going the way that you would like them to go, or how you'd map this out? You know what I mean? Because I know I'm going through that right now. I done set up this, and okay, by the time I'm 26, I'm doing this, I should be retired by 45, and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So I done did that kind of schematic in my head doing with this show. He had no time for the pain. With you guys doing this with Mighty Real, I found this in Sylvester Musical. How do you keep from getting frustrated with the people when you say, okay, come get your tickets early, blah, 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 and you know how our people do. Our people love to wait to that last minute and then get mad because
right.
it's sold out, but you waited until. I say, show the curtain is at 8 o'clock. You come up here at 8:15 thinking you're going to get a fucking ticket. Bitch, really? And mad because it's sold out. But we done told you way back 16 weeks ago, get the tickets
right.
now, girl. Okay.
Well, the thing with, I would be honest with you, it's kind of difficult. Even though we live in New York and they have Broadway
mm-hmm.
and stuff, it doesn't matter. You know, Broadway right now is probably like, I can count on my right hand how many black shows that there are compared to like the other 40 that's out there. 40 shows
wow.
on Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the thing is, it's all about marketing and PR. You know, we had a meeting just recently about, you know, our show. And the marketing, you know, Anthony and I, we try to do everything on our own, even though we have a team now. But before we
right.
started on tour with our show, it was only Anthony and I from here in our house
mm-hmm.
doing everything. And social media is very heavy that you have to do. And we just did a show, a preview show the other day, and someone was saying, well, how did y'all sell out the shows before? People don't realize you have to promote every day. And, you know, some people unfriended me from Facebook, you know, and stop following me on Twitter and this and that, but I don't care. If at the end of the day, I'm here to run a business, you know. They're there to talk and click the likes and see whatever they're doing. I'm there to try to sell them. if you see Sylvester in your timeline time today, oh, well, but guess what? You know about Sylvester. You may not buy your ticket, but you know about it. When Beyonce
right.
comes out with her album, you see her everywhere. It's like I'm pushing it in your face because the problem is we have to in our culture because people always wait to the last minute to do things. They don't feel like
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, they can they want to spend. I'm not paying all that money for that this ahead of time. They rather wait to the last minute. You know, hell, to go to the movie
mm-hmm.
is almost like what almost $20 to go to the movies. Now you're asking people to go to a theater, which is more, you know, so.
Right,
you know,
right,
we have to
right.
be aggressively with the marketing and approach with it. But then what kills me is when you're doing something great for the community at times, you know what I mean? And then they complain about when you're not doing stuff. It's like, oh, we don't have nothing good for the community. We need something like that. But we need to continue to do things like this. We need you to go buy your ticket, to go support.
You
know
what
I mean?
Right. Don't you make me jump to this phone and hit you with a wet noodle? Don't you make me hit you with a wet lasagna noodle? Because damn it. Woo! Right there.
Yeah.
Right there. You know, you have something great because you responded to the community's need to say, oh, we need something out there, and, oh, we
mm-hmm.
don't never have enough of this. Oh, there's not enough black representation here and there. Then you put the damn thing together. Okay.
Now you're waiting on them same folks that had all this mouth and carried on, and then you get the, oh, that's cute. Oh, really? Oh, that's nice. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, girl. Yeah, okay. You know, did you get all of that? And then it just feels, it becomes part of a struggle, it seems, because now it's like, okay, we got it, baby. Okay, I need you to come out and do what you say you're going to do. It's here. Now let's see what you're going to do. And that there,
well, you have,
I guess that's just human nature.
Well, you have to take that, you know, pushback that they're trying to give you, the negativity, and use it as motivation to work even harder. Because, you know, some days, you know, we're over it and, like, whatever. And it gets even, on a larger scale, as we're getting, you know, bigger like this, it comes not only from the community. It comes from now the businesses, the other publications. Who wants to interview you? Who wants to talk about your story?
Right.
You know what I mean? Who's
exactly.
For their demographics, their story may not work for, you know, your story
right.
may not work for them. So now, once they see this pops in September, trust me, Kendrell has a checklist of all these people who say, comes time that we go further, they're going to all want to start throwing money, throwing this at it. And now we have the ball in our court. We can choose who we will want to work with and not work
right.
with.
Right. That's power. That's power, baby. Right. Okay, come on now, Joe Crawford. Okay, the precedent I gave was my power. Ah, let me go here.
Right.
Because you guys have partnered with my sister, and God, I sent out an invitation for her to come on as well. And this is the divinely inspired, vivaciously, victoriously anointed sister, honey, Miss Shirley Raff. She has come on and has partnered with Anthony Ken LLC to be one of the producers of this show. What was that like to have an original dream girl, honey, come on and say, I believe in you? And this, you know, she knew Sylvester. So, you know, child, what, oh, I'm getting chill bumps every time I think about that. I'm like, what was that for you? I would have just been bonkers.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I literally was sending Kendrell this morning. I said to him, I said, we just got on the phone with Shirley Ralph. And,
right.
You know, I'm serious. I mean, she's definitely a powerhouse. She's definitely a beacon of light from mm-hmm. you know, from those, from that time period, and also now too. You know, she's had such an illustrious career. So for her to even like connect with us and to say that she wanted to be a part was cool. Because and Kendrell will tell you the story how we met her. Go ahead.
Well, for me, you know, we met Shirley Ralph actually. Once again, for any up-and-coming entrepreneurs or business people that want to get out there, we met her through social media on Twitter. You know, back in November, mm-hmm. I was just tweeting. We were tweeting different celebrities that we would like to come on board to help us with our show. We were tweeting her. She never responded back. We tweeted Whoopi Goldberg and everyone. We met Whoopi through Twitter, and we met Cheryl through Twitter. When Cheryl responded back, we set up a meeting and went to Philadelphia to meet with her. Had a great meeting, and she came on board, and it's been great ever since. But what I will say, you know, you have all these other shows that may come out, and you have a celebrity may just slap their name on it just to bring in, you know, revenue.
Just to bring
great,
in the money.
I'm not
right,
knocking,
right.
Which is cool because, you know, hey, if it works, it works. It's business 101. But appreciate about Cheryl, she doesn't mind the name thing, which is great. But the thing is, Cheryl is dedicated to this project. Like, I can text Cheryl throughout the day or speak to her every day. It's getting to the point now, you know, I'm picking up her mannerisms, saying certain things, you know, like her, you know what I mean? That we speak
okay,
so
right.
That we speak so much all the time. But it's a great thing about it, having her on this project, like Anthony said, that she's passionate about it and whatnot, but she's really a good person. She's really a nice person. When she speaks, you kind of listen, you know, and it's coming from the heart. There's nothing fake about it or pretentious. She really wants the best for us, the show, and, you know, and it makes it such easier to work with someone. When you're working this closely with people, you know, on a project like this, you have to have great
mm-hmm.
chemistry. The chemistry was there from the beginning. It wasn't forced. It was just natural. So,
you
yeah,
know, let
I
me
live.
Say this, because in watching her talk about the show, in the little clips that I've seen across the internet, the genuine feel for the show is there. But one of the things that I don't think that a lot of people get
is that she is such an ally to the LGBT community, to where her ambassadorship to African-American LGBT is absolutely unparalleled, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then to be so personally connected to this, and then to have known Sylvester and have been in that environment and to know him personally, and then to to honor someone or to show respect for someone who was honoring that legacy, that there is how I had taken her commitment to the show, because I feel that in every syllable that comes from this woman's mouth when she talks about this show. And I'm like, oh, my God. And, you know, it gives me that whole bigger than Broadway feel on this. I'm like, oh, this thing here is going over the top, you know. And
she said this morning, we had a conference call this morning with her, and she was like, you know, she was speaking to someone about the show, and she said she had the same feeling about this show as she did when she did Dreamgirls. The same feeling.
I wanted to say that, yeah, that whole, yeah, because I feel it's bigger than that, you know, and I think that there is probably, you know, is the feel, because it becomes bigger than Dreamgirls. And for her era, that was the show. You know what I'm saying? Dreamgirls was the show. And it's kind of like, you know, a big sister, you know, older, big auntie, mama kind of thing to a hick on my babies, and you always want the children to do better than you. So it got that feel on it, you know, be better than what Dreamgirls was for me. I want you to surpass that. Yes. Child, shit, okay, I'm getting emotional there. That there is, I feel that. I feel that.
Yeah.
So let's go here, because I want you guys to close this out with, and just after doing all of this, what is it that you learn in your research outside of the major creed of you could do anything and, you know, and overcome any obstacle? What is it about the research of Sylvester that both of you have learned that you apply to yourself now? You, Kendrell, as a stylist, promoter, producer, and carrying on, coming from costumes and this, that, and other, because Sylvester was always fabulous now. You know, understanding that, because it was all about making sure, oh, darling, this had to be right. So coming from that, and then, Anthony, you understanding his story, you know, understanding him overcoming, you know, the church element of it and not wanting to, you know, having folks wanting to kick him out of the church and this, that, and the other, you know, being a trailblazer as a drag performer who did live vocals, and then the folks didn't want to market him as a man. They wanted to market him as a woman, didn't know how to do that, didn't know where to put him. You know, and then he embraced two heavyset black women, which was unheard of. You know, what was that, you know, what did you learn from all this that you apply to yourself now?
Anthony, I'll start real quick. I'm just going to drop. I learned, you know, it's funny. You know, you have RuPaul's Drag Race on and all these other shows. And now that, you know, you also seen it's very popular in the transgender community now. We have, you know, amazing, like Laverne Cox out in the front row now. But back then, you know, it was Sylvester. For me, even doing the costumes in the show and also doing co-directing in the show, it was very, very particular how we approached this Sylvester story. Even though Sylvester was, you know, feminine, he dressed up in drag, but he still had a strong sense of masculinity to him as well. You know what I mean? Very, we didn't want to make it as a mockery or a gimmick. So as you see in our photos, you see Anthony, he doesn't have on a big wig and whatnot.
He doesn't have on a wig, right, exactly.
In the beginning, Sylvester didn't have on a wig as well. You know, from his earlier, in the earlier stuff with Can't Stop Dancing, and also in the video of You Make Me Feel Mighty Real, he didn't have on a wig. So
right.
We felt like, you know, with the costumes and all the look of this show, not, it's so easy once we do all of that, people could say, if you know, start nitpicking everything, it can look like a gimmick or a show. So for me, it was finding a great balance to tell the truth in Sylvester through his looks that one can still, you know, current nowadays, you have people who walk around who are really feminine but may look masculine, you know, like androgynous, like a very, you know, balanced look to it all. But
exactly.
You may also have times where you may want to just, not to use the terminology queen out, but you may just want to go there and be fabulous all the way. You know, I may feel like being this on Friday night, but on Monday I feel like being this. You know what I mean? So
right, exactly.
I found that balance to to give you different personalities of Sylvester, to see the different images of him throughout this whole show. Because we tell the show from Sylvester's childhood all the way until this last point when he was in this parade in San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Before he died.
Okay. Okay.
Wow. So that, for me, that's what it was for me to learn. It was about all the details of Sylvester in the show to make sure it was very authentic to the true Sylvester, who he was.
Okay. Anthony?
Mr. Wayne?
Oh, yes, yeah, sorry, I was on mute. The thing that I really understand is you can never allow anyone to steal your joy. Never allow anyone to deter your passion, because that's something that you can pick up from people, and you'll bring it into your life, and then you'll start to live it. And once you start to live it, it starts to become part of you. And you'll be living it so much so that you don't even think about it anymore. And I bring that into my life because I remember there was a time when I was, even though you said, yeah, I was doing Chorus Line or Anything Goes or, you know, other Broadway shows, even Pippin now, it's just what I'm currently in. But it's like, you know, Kendrell turned to me, and he said, Anthony, I want to see you win your Tony Award. He said, I want to see you do this. He said, you can do this. And sometimes when people, when you're in the ensemble of a handful of shows, you can get used to that and get used to what people are going to put you in. Like people see you as ensemble and that's it. Or see people see you as, okay, you know, you're just a dancer and that's it. Like you said, you saw me in the video dancing, but you didn't know, like, you know, the voice could come out like that. And that's what I was getting for a while. People saying, oh, Anthony is a dancer. Oh, that's, oh, he's the dancer. Oh, we can't see him for the lead because he dances really good, you know. So to me, it's like when you start to hear that all the time, you start to apply it to yourself and say, oh, well, I go on for the dance couple. No, you have to stand up for yourself and believe in your passion and believe in your drive. And sometimes it takes somebody to see that in you. And I tell people all the time, I'm grateful for Kendrell for seeing that in me, because sometimes if you don't see it in yourself, it just takes somebody to say, hey, you know, this is what you need to do. But it's also about you taking the leap and the jump to do it for yourself and to put yourself out there and to be vulnerable. And that's what we believe Sylvester's story is. It's really about being vulnerable and being out there. And that night of that experience of having that show is for Sylvester to actually talk to the audience and tell people the real side, not just the box that people put him in, you know?
And not to knock ensemble people off, you know, on Broadway, because being in an ensemble, that's a major accomplishment. You know what I mean? To be on Broadway, to be able to be on a Broadway show, a successful one, any show, and be an ensemble. But to have as much talent as I saw in Anthony, and to be an ensemble, and to be in your and be of a certain age as a man, bang hot.
Okay.
So I was like, you know, we gotta do something about this, because sometimes, you know, we don't see it takes things in other people. You know, in yourself, that other people may can see, because you're so used to living the same routine. We wake up this morning, do this at this time, go to work this time, clock in, clock out, get this check, the check of money is good. It allows me to do these things in life. But it's so much more out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people want that, though. They want that consistent day-to-day job. They go to work, come home, go to work, come home. They like that structure. You know,
well, that's
the
difference between Anthony and the balance. I like a little bit more fabulousness, and I need. And I don't like no consistent, you know, everything. I want more. I want to be able to go and imagine and say, I want this and have no problems about it.
Okay, but you know, okay, I'm 44 now. And being in this business, I'm just now at a point now to where I can say, I'm actually going after it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I've done little things here and there and this, that, and the other, but I've always wanted more and wanted bigger. And I've taken some steps, but have not let myself go all the way that I needed to do. And for you, I'm going to say that you guys are inspiring me, because just to know the little piece you just said to what that theater was paid off back in January, it paid off. Right there, that just gave me life. I'm like, okay, you know what, damn it, yes. That there is where this needs to be.
Right, and don't you have to tell people, you know, people don't understand the business side of it, and you can't make them understand it either, because they're not the business people. They're just, you know, regular people. They just want to come see your show and support. But they don't know when you get pay for that theater, all you get is four walls, no light come with that, no sound,
no light system,
no sound. No curtains. You know?
Right. Nobody, they don't care about that.
Okay.
It's a product.
You got to buy a set. You got to get costumes. You got to be responsible for the ticket person in the box office.
Right. Everything.
Okay. So. And not to mention everybody coming up in that damn hungry shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So but even understand. At rehearsal, shit, somebody got to have a bucket of chicken someday and wear it backstage. And don't tear up the flow, because if you tear up the flow, they're going to fuck up the deposit.
Right. Well, at least you got food in your theater. No food in ours.
Right. You can bring
you know
what?
No, we're rehearsing. we're not rehearsing in the theater. So we can we can bring food. Yeah. Oh, honey. Please. Okay, and then I have a show where we got food in the show, so we get around it. Right.
Okay.
So let everybody know the dates again, how they could get tickets, where to find you, and all your social medias and carrying on, because I want to make sure that the children here know what this is all about.
Okay. You can find all of us. Anthony and I, we're all on Facebook. We have a Facebook page called, Fab Sylvester. Is it Fab Sylvester? Fab Sylvester.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fab Sylvester.
Yeah, Facebook.com/Fab Sylvester. But you can get your tickets today. Go to our website, www.fabulous.com, where you can purchase your tickets. You can see exclusive video footage, as you were discussing in the interview today. And you can also read our bios in background and see photos that are not on our Facebook page. They're on our website, www.fabulousylvester.com. Please follow us on Twitter and Instagram. They're just like Facebook, Fab Sylvester. And we have all exclusive videos there. We try to make people feel a part of our growth and experience with this show, because we started 2.5 years ago and on this journey, and now we're rising, and we just give people behind the scenes things that most people don't get to see. Like, we show you the theater when it was empty beforehand of us going to move into it in September. We show you we have a video up there, a funny video. When we went to the theater, we have a video of us paying for it in full, shaking the man's hand. Just little things like that. So we're cool people, down to earth. Send us a message on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, and we'll get back to you. But please see the show, which is going to be September 5th to October 5th in New York City, here off Broadway, 46th Street, at the Theater at St. Clements. Buy your tickets today at fabulousylvester.com.
That's right. 46th Street, honey. Oh, my.
Yes, it's going to be a mighty real time. Even Sylvester's family's coming, so y'all have to come. They're coming from California, so everyone has got to come.
Oh,
right.
If
they're coming from California, y'all can come there, even if you're in New York or closer.
Mm-hmm. And we have tickets starting at $25. It's no excuse. Tickets starting only at $25. Tickets go from $25 to $84.50. So we have something for everyone's budget.
Y'all got tickets for under $100
at your max?
There's an exclusive backstage section where you can get a photo and meet
the
cast.
Yes, and those tickets are usually $200.
Right. Yeah.
Only from $25 to $84.50.
So we look forward to seeing everybody.
Love. Now, tease everybody, and if you were to say the showstopping number, because everybody is coming to come here. We already know they're coming here. You Make Me Feel Mighty Rio, the title song.
Mm-hmm.
They are coming to hear Disco Heat. Because, that there is the song. Disco Heat has always been the fun song.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say would be your number, the song that touches you personally?
Oh, I think it might be the same for us both. That You Are My Friend lets me have it. That's the one that kind of kicks it up.
Is that the one?
Yeah, You Are My Friend. Yeah, You Are My Friend. And it's funny, I've seen this show so many times, even though we've expanded the show. I feel like
it's new every time. You know, especially I think it's more personal for us because we've done this show together, and on this journey,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot of fights and arguments that go on. You know what I mean? So
I'm
finally
sure.
To see it happen, it's like, you know, it's great. It's kind of our testament. But also, Can't Stop Dancing is a fun number, which is a great number for the audience to participate every time we do it. But we perform over 15 tracks of all the best songs, all live music.
Right,
all live
that's
what band,
come on. That's why I'm ooh. Okay, because I have to come and say, don't tell me. We already know. I know the popular ones because those are the ones
mm-hmm.
we should know. What am I? Wait a minute. Don't tell me. Because my favorite, all-time favorite song by Sylvester is his version of How Great Thou Art.
Oh. Well,
don't
you
tell
got to come
don't
to
tell me.
Find out.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
You
right. Don't tell
out.
Me. Because if you, child, I already done heard you twerk. I done heard you hit a note. And if you, see, I'm a shoe thrower. Now, I'm one of them queens that, yes, I holler at the stage. And you can't sit too close to me because that's why I keep a towel so I can wave my towel like I'm at church because I will hit if you're too close because you can't tickle my – you cannot sing and tickle my spine and not have me react. That's just impossible. You can't do it now.
Well,
make
sure you bring a lot of towels then.
Make sure you bring a huge, big old towel.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Okay, because you
I'm
get all that.
I'm looking for it.
Just don't pop it back.
No, well, after looking at the clips, I already know. See, from what I've seen, just the energy of it. I'm telling you, it's having me to
mm-hmm.
where. I'm at that point, so like I said, I have to come and see the show because I need
mm-hmm.
to see it from start to finish and see exactly what to do with it because
mm-hmm.
I'm there. I'm just
well,
there.
We're coming out with a
you
new
know,
commercial
I'm,
this
mm-hmm.
week as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You should have seen it. We're coming out with a new commercial this week, and you should have seen it last week on Friday was the first time, you know, Martha Watts has seen the cast perform. We did a private
mm-hmm.
performance
uh-huh.
at Gay Pride here in New York at a Sirius XM on the Larry Flick show. Here in New York, and we performed
uh-huh.
Do You Want to Funk and Can't Stop Dancing for her. And the video that's going to be, it's already released right now on BroadwayWorld.com and Playbill.com, you can check, of Anthony performed, excuse me, in BoyCulture.com. Anthony performed,
uh-huh.
and the cast performed for her, and they were all laughing. Billy Porter was there, Kevin Aviance was there, Mel
mm-hmm.
Moore was
oh,
there.
Oh,
that was
front
the row.
Yeah, that
all
was a yeah.
It was fantastic. They were all there
and Melba Moore, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
Oh, my stars.
This just
okay,
happened
see,
last Friday.
Okay. That's why I'm telling you, my goal is to come and see it on that October 5th date. That's
You have to. That's my brother's birthday, too.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. That's my brother Desmond's birthday.
My brother would have been 41 this year. He passed last year, and so that day is special for me. So my goal is to come and see it on that day.
That's
so
Anthony
that,
Bob's
yeah.
birthday too. So it's something special for all of us.
Is that okay? See, okay, then within that you have it. Okay, we're gonna put that out there into the omniverse, and that's gonna come back around. So I'm there. All right. Now, let me let you guys get going because I know you have a schedule to keep, and I'm trying to keep myself on because I can leave y'all here. We can go into a whole bunch of other stuff. Because,
all right.
But thank you for having us.
Oh, darling, thank you for coming, and thank you for kicking off my fifth year with being on the air. What a wonderful tribute because here with understanding us as African-American LGBT children, honey, it
mm-hmm.
is important, I feel, that we continue to embrace one another. We know what it is to be in the bars and the clubs and backstabbing and reading and letting each other have it and all
right.
that kind of bullshit.
Right.
But this
right.
here is something not only that you're doing as a project, but it celebrates you. We're looking at a couple, an African-American gay couple, who are entrepreneurial,
And then you're entrepreneur in the entertainment industry. And yeah, we know we got a lot of queens and stuff in entertainment, but we don't hear the success of gay couples, black gay couples who are actually doing the damn thing. So you have that dynamic. Then the dynamic of you doing something that is historic of African-American history, gay history. So you have all these dynamics, and I'm just compelled to make sure that I do my part to lift you up, to make sure that it goes where it needs to go. So I wanted a stepping stone for this particular piece, honey. So that there is my dedication to you and this project. And then I'm a Sylvester fan on top of it. I used to perform Sylvester in drag and carrying on during my cabaret shows. So
we know you got pictures. You got to bring pictures.
I have a few. Okay. Okay. I'll do that. I'll bring pictures with, and then we'll
don't
go
forget.
From there.
All right. All right.
I can't forget.
Come on, y'all
ain't gonna let me.
On.
And then this is all recorded. Okay. So having said all that, my darling, I wish you guys everything.
Thank you so much.
Everything that is coming your way that is going to propel you forward, honey. And anything that is not meant for your good, honey, we're going to throw that to the side and use that as the stepping stone and not a stumbling block. So, honey, y'all be blessed. And I thank you guys for sharing your time here with us.
Absolutely.
Thank you
for having
again.
Us.
Thank
and
you.
Good luck with everything with your show coming up.
We'll see you soon.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, honey, I'm telling y'all the God honest truth. This here is just absolutely everything. I never had the pleasure of meeting Sylvester personally, and that there, you know, is it's not a regret. It's just it's a disappointment in life because, you know, at one particular time, I have a picture of myself when I went blonde, and I used to perform his music. And at that particular time, Sylvester and I looked exactly alike because he was wearing his hair in that same shade of blonde that I have. So it scared me because when I saw the video of him, I was like, oh, my God. You know, it scared me. But at the same time, it was such an honor to be able to do his music because he was such a trailblazer for everything that we know that has become alive in music. You know, for those of us who are old enough to remember Candy J, and, you know, now we have RuPaul and all of the children that are coming up and about who are making a living in the entertainment industry in mainstream, you know, as a gender illusionist performer. You know, hell, before there was Boy George, honey, there was Sylvester. Clock it, okay? So in understanding all of that, this here, this particular show is absolutely an essential piece of theater history that's going down, and it's ours. See, that's the other thing to this that I think is that I want to make sure everybody understands. This here is ours. This would be for me, and I'm gonna be bold enough to say this, how Roots did the black community, you know, in telling the story of that, and we can always reference Roots. I see this show as being something that is a theater version to reference gay culture and a gay icon. This show has that potential for me. And I want to make sure that we do our part to get it out there to where it lives up to that particular standard. And it already has for me because I've seen the clips, and these are just clips, child. I'm only getting a 45-second clip. You're talking about a whole hour and a half, two-hour show that I've got to come and see. So if a 45-second clip is working me, yes, this show is motherfucking on point. So having said that, let me take a commercial break. When I come back, I'm going to open up the phone lines for a little minute, give you guys time. If you want to say happy anniversary or whatever that is, whatever's on your mind, I'm going to open it up to you. You can call in at 347-205-9183. That's 347-205-9183. Let me let my sponsors come on up in here, and then we'll get back with you in just a few moments.
If you are looking for irresistible, breathtaking art, you've come to the right place. At Sherwood Forest Art, we carry a large selection of paintings, masks, figurines, and sculptures of both modern, abstract, and representational styles. To see all of our art treasures, visit our showroom today at 19500 Livernois Avenue in Detroit, Michigan. For more information, call 313-340-0411. Sherwood Forest Art, where art talks to us in a language of its own. Double Exposure Media Relations is a full-service public relations, marketing, and artist development firm specializing in urban culture and lifestyle. Spearheaded by the Henry Higgins of hip-hop, Mr. Angelo Ellerby, Double Exposure serves to educate its clients about the dollars and cents of the music industry. For more information about Double Exposure Media Relations, call 201-224-6510. That's 201-224-6510. Double Exposure Media Relations.
Trigg Laboratories manufactures premium sexual wellness and consumer healthcare products and is the parent company of Wet International Incorporated, one of the world's best-selling lines of personal lubricants and intimacy products. We carry a large variety of personal and flavored lubricants, flavored heating massage lotions, and aromatherapy heating massage oils. Whether you need a little or a lot, Wet has you covered. Our line of high-quality, innovative, and unique products are formulated using only the finest ingredients at our FDA-approved facility, meeting the strictest manufacturing standards. Wet is available worldwide at specialty stores and online retailers and at pharmacies nationwide. For more information or to find a retailer near you, log on to www.stayswetlonger.com. Trigg Laboratories. We create fun, quality, trusted products to innovate your intimacy. Thank you.
Does his meeting with that every time I hear that. Yes, he does. Oh, my goodness. If you're just joining us, I wish to come in on the conversation. Please feel free to call in at 347-205-9183. That's 347-205-9183. Yes, and if you're just coming in, honey, you've missed our interview with Anthony Wayne and Kendrell Bowman. They are Anthony Ken LLC, producers and co-directors of the new off-Broadway musical that is opening September 5th through October 5th called Mighty Real, a fabulous Sylvester musical where they're going to chronicle the life of the original queen of disco, Miss Sylvester. So we encourage you to go ahead on and to get your tickets and things. By going to their website at fabulousylvester.com and finding them on Facebook and Twitter, and it's Fab Sylvester on Facebook and Fab Sylvester on Twitter as well. And you can find out all of the information on how you can get a ticket. They said their tickets start at $25, so that there is absolutely fantastic. And speaking of tickets, if you are in the Detroit area or going to be in the Detroit area for Halloween July, around that time, July 25th, 26th, and 27th, we have my show, No Time for the Pain, my darlings. It is going to make its world debut on those particular dates. Tickets are $20. All seats, honey, you can get all of your tickets either at 1515 Broadway's box office, or you can call 248-688-5178. That's 248-688-5178. Five More Artists Detroit. We'll be handling all of the ticket information there. We also accept credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express. They all go right there. So call again, 248-688-5178 to get your tickets for No Time for the Pain. We do have four shows, including a Sunday 2 o'clock matinee. So for those of you who don't want to be around or out late, we have that 2 o'clock matinee for you that will accommodate your time and it can get you out, still time to have dinner, still daylight, and still get you home, you know, at a reasonable hour if you don't like being out at night. So, again, 248-688-5178 to purchase your tickets for No Time for the Pain, okay? So now I'm going to leave open up the phone lines right now. But I'm seeing, hold on, that at this particular point, no one is ready to talk today. So having said all that, let me go here and enlighten you on a couple of things. Again, you know, we are in our fifth season, so what I would like for you guys to do, let me know what it is that you want to see on this particular go-round. You know, get with me if you want to become a guest on the show. We can sit down and plot out what it is that we want to talk about with you. If you have a product that you want to come on board, if you want to become a sponsor for this year, if you would like to come on and want to be a co-host with me, yes, I'm going to entertain that to where I'm going to bring someone in to co-host with me. In addition to doing the Don't Come Out of a Bag Wednesdays, where anytime we do those, you are always my co-host at that time, at those times. So if you have questions, comments, concerns, and wish to see something new, exciting, fresh, and different, then I encourage you to please go to the website, dishingtea.com. There is a tab there where you can contact me, And you can email me all of that information there, and we can make that happen for you. We have some big, big things coming this particular season. And if I get my yeses to everybody who I've invited to come on, honey, I have some exciting guests coming. And we're going to be a little bit more controversial this year. I kind of played it safe this last season because there were some things that were going on or whatever. But we're going to take the bull by the horns, and we're going to rock the boat just a bit, honey. We're going to take y'all into some places, honey, that you may not understand or may not want to understand or, you know, hey, you know, may not care to understand, you know. But at the same time, we're going to go there and experience life in radio, okay, here on Blog Talk Radio Network. So when I say we're going to be dishing tea, sugar, we are going to have some tea. And one of the things that we're going to do, I'm going to have a tea of the day, honey, of the week, rather, since I'm a weekly show. One of the things I will be introducing is my tea of the week. Okay, and sometimes it may be the same flavor because when I make a pot, honey, and carry it on, I get stuck on one. And y'all know I'm always talking about throat coat tea because I talk, and if you can't tell, I like to talk. So I have to make sure that my throat stays lightweighted. So I constantly endorse or want you guys to get into throat coat tea. I always use the traditional medicines brand because that there it speaks to me better. Or I usually, if I don't find that, then I make my own when I go to the health food store. I just get the ingredients that I need, how to get my cauldron going. Because, oh, baby, a bitch could put a brew together. You understand? So having said that, we will introduce a tea of the day or the tea of the week. And I may even have a crumpet or two. If you go to the website, Five More Artists helping us with the website and keep that together. So if you go to there, you'll see a section where we always have a crumpet of the day or something that's real cute that you can experience at home and you can make and carry it on to introduce your palate to or introduce your friends to when you're having your tea and crumpet time. So that there is what we're going to be doing coming soon. Also, if you follow me on YouTube, go to the YouTube page. I'm at BigMeech1. On YouTube, follow me on Twitter, same name, at BigMeech1, and you will find out some interesting things. We're going to be getting ready to do some streaming just a bit. I want to go in front of the camera a little bit more so that way I can have a little bit of entertainment media for you. So outside of the radio here, what we will be doing is building a YouTube page as well. So some of the questions that I have, you'll find over on YouTube. And it would be discussion questions or whatever, so where you can go there and you get to see me rant or pose a question that I know I will be bringing onto the show. So sometimes, depending on what it is, I will take your comments that you have there. If you can't call in from there, and then we will go and have a full-fledged discussion here on the program. So be mindful of that. So be looking for that to come for season five, okay? And that is some of the things that I'll be doing. Also, coming up in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be having on some of the cast members from No Time for the Pain so that we can wet your palate with that and you get to know the cast members of my show. And, wow. I'm beginning to become percut because it's upon us and all of that. So I'm very, very grateful that I'm happy and all of those things. So having said all that, I'm going to let you get back to your Wednesday. And I thank you and I appreciate you so much for coming on in with us and for joining us for season number five. It's been 5 years, Jesus, 5 years. And I just thank you. I thank you so much for allowing me to do what I do, okay? So that y'all don't hear me crying and carry it on and snotting because I'm feeling the ugly crowd coming. Let me go on off, and I'm going to say thank you here, and we'll go on from there. So what I'm going to do, let's see, what do I have lined up here? I'm going to play a song on the way out, and that will then cinch the deal here. Okay. So, wait a minute. Okay, this day don't want to act right. Of course, I'm trying to have a moment. I'm creating a moment, and then it's going to do that. Okay, that keeps me humble. That just keeps me humble. So, yeah. We'll go out with this. No. Damn, it ain't playing like I wanted to, so I'll go out with this. I was going to go out with You Are My Friend from Sylvester's version of that, but it's not playing, so I'm going to have to go out with this. If you love me, tell a friend. If you hate me, tell an enemy, but you know this. What way takes our form of passion? This thing that I'm doing, we'll move forward, honey. You may finish all of your comments because the tea has been dished, and you've been dishing tea, darling, with big meat. Until next time.